Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. I am Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, June 25th, 2014. And welcome to the show. So glad you could join us again today. We have just a ton of stuff to talk about. My gosh, loads and loads and loads of stuff. This is going to be a slightly different episode than what we normally do, what I normally do here, in that there's no one theme to this. This is more sort of a roundup of just a bunch of, you know how the New York Times says, like, they're all the news that's fit to print. Well, today's episode of the show is going to be a little more like all the news that fits, because there's just a ton of things to talk about from across the spectrum. You know, in some ways, this is going to build on what we were talking about last week in terms of what it's all e-commerce really means. At the same time, it's also going to be sort of a roundup of a bunch of social and mobile and e-commerce news that affects how you think about your marketing. So I'll try to make it, you know, interesting and fun and sexy and all that in terms of how you can apply this. I just also want to let you know, this may not wrap up in as neat a bow as I sometimes like to make it occur. So why don't we start with this really interesting thing. GetElastic has an interesting look at this notion of card scanning. So as many of you know, your customers don't buy on mobile very often. And I've talked about this a lot in the past, and I've blogged about it a lot in the past, that one of the reasons they don't buy on mobile is because it's hard. When you're trying to type in all those form fields and things like your credit card and your home address and all these different things that you get asked for on a checkout form, while you're holding a phone in one hand and your credit card in another and potentially trying to do, you know, make sure your kids aren't running around like crazy people with another hand and, you know, trying to fend off people from bumping into you with another hand, well, you don't have that many hands. So it really, the user experience has really, I believe this strongly, impacted checkout and conversion and the like on mobile in a negative way dramatically, because it's just hard to do. And so there's a bunch of technologies. One of these is going to be an iOS 8. I'm sure Android is working on these. I'm sure there are apps. There are a bunch. Actually, the GetElastic article details quite a few that looks at actually scanning your card, your credit card, with your phone. And they're asking the question of, can card scanning solve mobile checkout abandonment? And I think the answer is yes, a qualified yes. But yes, I think it's going to be behavior we're going to want to watch a lot. I wrote a post, yesterday, my regular Travel Tuesday post, that I talked about the little known factor that will kill your hotel marketing. And I say this again and again and again. I work a lot with hotel companies. I work a lot with companies outside the hotel industry. And one of the things I've found is that many of these behaviors transfer across industries pretty readily. In travel specifically, millennials now comprise the largest single online travel buying community, or the second largest, depending on how you count it. And fully of a third of them use mobile for shopping for travel. And yet they still don't buy. And I think the reason is because it's hard. And as millennials come into the marketplace in your sector, whatever sector you're in, in some cases, they are already the biggest sector segment. In some cases, they are among the biggest. They're second or moving up rapidly. And in some cases, mobile penetration slightly lower. In some cases, it's a bit higher. Again, there's numbers all across the spectrum. But the reality is, your customers are increasingly going to be millennials, people who are, you know, in their late teens into their now early 30s. They are the largest single demographic living, and they're going to be the largest buying demographic, and they use mobile all the time. So anything that aids mobile checkout is going to be a good thing, and I think this card scanning could be one of those things. Now, we'll have to see. I tweeted about this earlier this week. Search Engine Land has a thing that talks about how Google is now going to link to apps instead of pages when you search for music artists, musicians on Android phones. And again, I think this is a reflection of the sign of the times. Google saw that people were searching for their favorite artist. You know, they really liked, Katy Perry, or they really liked, The Both, or they really liked Mumford & Sons. And what they found was that people would go to the search engine and they would immediately leave the search engine and go over to Pandora, or they would leave the search engine and go over to Spotify. And so what they're doing now is just going ahead and showing those apps immediately. Again, reflecting this changing behavior that millennials have in particular, and I suspect a lot of Gen X and increasingly boomers as they move towards mobile will also do. And that's having a really big impact on what your customers do. Now, I talked about what your customers expect from mobile and e-commerce in 2014, a while back, early in January. My episode 51 of this show that talked about the secrets behind It's All E-commerce for 2014 talked about the same thing, about how you have to make this a seamless experience. Mobile Commerce Daily had a write-up of a Yankee Group analyst talking about how a well-balanced plan that works across devices, that works across channels, you know, really does a great job. A woman by the name of Cheryl Kingstone, who is the research director for Yankee Group, you know, said that you really need a comprehensive marketing strategy that leverages mobile across the customer journey so that you can get closer to the customer and have a better result from your connection to them. Business Insider actually gave some examples of this, where they talked about how brick-and-mortar retailers plan to use beacons to combat showrooming. You know, they showed how customers can go ahead and use beacons to track customer activity and then deflect the threat from e-commerce-only retailers. As they say here, beacons won't keep people from using their smartphones to price compare, but they could send people the kind of incentives that will allow them to will entice them to convert in store. It's incredibly useful to think about what is it your customer's trying to accomplish, and I talk about this a lot. In fact, I wrote a piece recently for Bizology that talked about the five laws of effective e-commerce websites. And this is true whether it's a pure website, whether it's a mobile website, whether it's an app, etc., that you need to solve your customer's problem first. You need to focus on your key metrics, right? Those are the two biggies right out of the gate. Solve your customer's problems. What is it that they need to do? What is it that they are trying to accomplish? And how can you help them do that? And what metrics do you have in place? Just like Android, Google with Android probably saw people were opening up their smartphone apps to look at music and said, okay, how do we help customers solve that problem? And so that's what they're doing. And if you think about the AgFam group, the Apples, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Amazons, the Microsofts, etc. I mean, did you all see Amazon's new phone last week where you can just point it at an object, and it will go ahead and take a picture of that object and show you how you can buy it immediately. I mean, Amazon is immediately saying, we're going to make it really, really friction-free for people to buy things. That's huge. That's unbelievably huge. You know, I've talked about the future of e-commerce and various trends to watch. That's a key trend. But it goes back to a focus on the customer. And what is it the customer wants to do? What is it they're trying to accomplish? And how can you help them do that most easily? Because when you do that well, you're going to win. You know, eMarketer talked about the fact that cross-device functionality is top of mind for B2C content marketers. And the part that I was struck by with this was, you know, yeah, that's great. What about all marketers? How are you thinking about cross-device? How are you thinking about making that functionality work most effectively across devices, no matter what you do? That's going to play a huge role in actually getting your customers to buy when they're using mobile, when they're, you know, interacting with you online or in store or wherever they happen to be. And I want to close with this piece from Marketing Charts that is really kind of disappointing in this day and age, I'm just going to be honest, that said only 1 in 4 marketers can prove their impact on the business. I legitimately, that shocked me. 75% of marketers cannot prove their impact on their business, is what they're saying here. And if you think about the amount of data we have access to, if you think about the amount of consumer touch points that we have in store, online, email, search, social, all of these different aspects where we can connect with our customers, to say that we cannot, 75% of us cannot actually prove that the actions that we've taken solved a customer's problem and led a customer to take action. I just think, come on, we're just not trying hard enough. We're not thinking hard enough about what the customer's problem is and the key metrics that demonstrate we've done what we said we were going to do. So I think as you read through this roundup, you really ought to think about, what is it my customer needs? What is it I can do to help them? And what are the measures that show that that actually occurred? Doesn't have to be the sale. It could be something further upstream of the sale. Could be that they spent more time on your site. Could be that they downloaded your app. It could be that they walked into your store and gave you an email address. I mean, there's a ton of different ways you can do this. So it just becomes a case of thinking through, what are your customers' needs and how do those align with what your needs are and how do you measure that in such a way that you can actually tell the value that you provide as a marketer? Well, looking at the clock on the wall, I think we are out of time for this week. As ever, I do want to thank you for tuning in. It is always my pleasure to have you here. I really do appreciate it. I want to remind you, you can subscribe to the podcast. You just go to timpeter.com/podcast, and you can click on the subscribe link in any of the notes that are there, any of the posts that are there. You can subscribe in Stitcher Radio or in iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher is by just doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. Thinks Out Loud, or just plain old Tim Peter Thinks. Should show up in any of those cases. And of course, you can email me by emailing podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. I do so much look forward to hearing from you. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I will look forward to hearing from you right back here on Thinks Out Loud again next week. Take care, everybody.